I'm John McKenna. Hi, summer. It is late June, or the first days of July. I can't be certain now. But of these things, I'm sure. The hay is cut and turned in long, bleached fields beyond the village, and red poppies bleed from every quiet headland. My bike lies sideways in a ditch, lure water running on my feet. In the hunkered shadow of the barren mill, redundant mill wheel motionless, its struts arched dry above the shade where dragonflies and water striders walk on the green and sleepy stream. A day so hot, a blackbird snoozes in the long, dark grass. Flat heat of soundless afternoon. A burst of blush and blue that vanishes in light. A solitary kingfisher absolves the world of all regret. And later still, along the winding road between high banks of uncut grass, I hear the marmalade sing, "Baby, Make It Soon," from a transistor radio in someone's secret garden. And the corn begins to ripen before my very eyes. I search the countryside for some young Ruth in search of me, but she has met her Boaz near the picture house, and already they are lost out beyond the cuckoo steps. Cycling slowly down past Kelly's shop and then the football field, I see tired working men chasing hungrily the last few kicks before night swallows everything. Behind the goal, the heavy meggers clink against the metal bars, and men bend low to measure this one final pitch. A shout goes up. I journey on, freewheel between the gateposts of our yard. My parents and bride and Tom O'Connell are wrapped as ever in deep, late conversation. The garden wall, their evening seat. They smile and wave. An empty bucket and two mugs lie on the sun-parched lawn, small pools of darkened soil about each plant and flower. This is high summer, and every warped and metal window frame along our street is open to the night. These are my days of youthful faith and happiness, though I'm too green to recognize that now. But oh, how well I'll come to know how every summer, when it pushes June into July, will be a tap upon the shoulder of my memory. An evening breeze, still warm against the back of one misplaced but profoundly giving season. High Summer was written as a hymn, really, to the summers of my teenage. Spent for the most part working and cycling around the countryside of South Kildare. And if there's one image that I remember from that time, it's returning from long cycles in the evening and seeing my parents sitting on the wall talking to our neighbours. And there was normally a bucket, a water bucket, in the middle of the lawn with a couple of mugs beside it, because that was what my parents used for watering the plants, one mug at a time, very slowly. So that's what inspired this poem.